Pay close attention. I have something special for you tonight. The quintessence is the cream of the crop of the wisdom of the ages. The greatest poem of its kind ever written. Now the words I'm going to share with you are being spoken from my heart. So listen with your hearts and enjoy and absorb them. I am a stranger in this world, and there is a severe solitude and a painful lonesomeness in my exile. I am alone, but in my aloneness I contemplate an unknown and enchanting country. And this meditation fills my dreams with visions of a great and distant land, which my eyes have never seen. I am a stranger among my people, and I have no friends. When I see a person, I say within myself, who are they, and what manner do I know them, and why are they here, and what law joins me with them? I am a stranger to myself, and when I hear my tongue speak, my ears wander over my voice. I see my inner self smiling, crying, braving, fearing, and my existence wanders over my substance, while my soul interrogates my heart. But I remain unknown, engulfed by tremendous silence. My thoughts are strangers to my body, and as I stand before the mirror, I see something in my face which my soul does not see, and I find in my eyes what my inner self does not find. When I walk vacant-eyed through the streets of the city, the children follow me shouting, he is a blind man, let us give him a walking stick to feel his way. And when I run from them, I meet with a group of maidens, and they clasp the edge of my garment, saying, he is deaf like the rock, let us fill his ears with the music of love. And when I flee from them, a throng of aged people point at me with trembling fingers and say mockingly, he is a madman who lost his mind in the world of genie and ghosts. I am a stranger in this world, and I have roamed the universe from end to end, but could not find a place to rest my head, nor did I know any human I confronted, neither an individual who would pay apt attention to my mind. When I open my sleepless eyes at dawn, I find myself imprisoned in a dark cave from whose ceiling hang the insects and upon whose floor crawl the vipers. When I go out to meet the light, the shadow of my body follows me, but the shadow of my spirit precedes me and leads the way to an unknown place, seeking things beyond my understanding, grasping objects that are meaningless to me. At midnight, the ghosts of the past ages and the spirit of the forgotten civilization creep through the crevices of the cave to visit me. I stare at them and they gaze upon me. I talk to them and they answer me smilingly. Then I endeavor to clutch them, but they sift through my fingers and vanish like the mist which rests upon the lake. I am a stranger in this world, and there is no one in the universe who understands the language I speak. Patterns of bizarre remembrance form suddenly in my mind, and my eyes bring forth queer images and ghosts. I walk in the deserted prairies, watching the streamlets running fast up and up from the depths of the valleys to the tops of the mountains. I see the naked trees blooming and bearing fruit and shedding their leaves in one instant. Then I see the branches fall and turn into speckled snakes. I see the birds hovering above, singing and wailing, and then they stop and open their wings and turn into undraped maidens with long hair, looking at me from behind luminous and infatuated eyes, smiling at me with full lips soaked with honey, stretching their scented hands towards me. Then they ascend and disappear from my sight like phantoms, leaving in the firmament the resounding echo of their taunts and mocking laughter. I am a stranger in this world. I am a poet who composes what life proses and who proses what life composes. For this reason, I am a stranger, and I shall remain a stranger till the bright and lovely wings of time carry me home into my beautiful country. There where light and peace and understanding abide, I will await the other strangers who will be rescued by the friendly trap of time from this narrow, dark world. This is he who fell by foes, sprung harmless up, refreshed by blows. He took captivity, was sold, him no prison bars could hold. Though they sealed him in a rock, mountain chains he could unlock. Thrown to lions for their meat, the crouching lions kissed his feet. Bound to the stake, no flames appalled, but surrounded him with an honoring bolt. This is he men miscall fate, treading dark ways, arriving late, but always coming in time to crown the truth and hurl wrongdoers down. He is the oldest and best known, more near than anything you call your own, yet greeted in the gleam of another's eyes, disconcerts with glad surprise. This is the Holy One who, deaf to prayers, floods with blessings unawares. So if you ken the mystic line, severing and separating God's from thine, which is human, which divine? I hear much talk of God in the world. Well, this is not a sermon, by the way. I don't like sermons, dogmatic sermons, but this is an eloquent spiritual discourse. The cream of the crop of the wisdom of the ages. I hear much talk of God in the world today. Now, just what shall I say of God, and who is the Holy One in very truth? My friends, think now of a heart that contains all your hearts, a love that encompasses all your loves, a spirit that envelops all your spirits, a voice enfolding all your voices, and a silence deeper than all your silences and timeless. Seek now to perceive in your selfulness a beauty more enchanting than all things beautiful, a song more vast than all the songs of the sea and the forest, a majesty seated upon a throne for which that configuration of stars we call the Milky Way is but a footstool, holding a scepter, the emblem of authority for which the largest constellation of stars in the sky are nothing save the glimmer of dewdrops. You have sought always only food and shelter and the trivialities of this world. Seek now one who is not only a personal God to answer your prayers, nor a shelter to shield you from the elements. And if my words are a confusing riddle, then seek nonetheless that your hearts may be broken and that your questionings may lead you on to the love and the wisdom of the Most High, whom we call God. And if you are perplexed in your hearts, so what? Just remember that perplexity is the beginning of wisdom. You would rise in your imagination unto the heavens above, and you consider this a great height. And you would pass over the vast seas and claim it to be distance. But I say unto you, when you sow a seed in the earth, you reach a greater height. And when you hail the beauty of the morning to your neighbor, you cross a greater sea. Too often do you sing God the Infinite, yet you hear not the song. Would that you might listen to the songbirds and to the leaves that forsake the branch when the wind passes by. And forget not, my friends, that the leaves sing only when they are separated from the branch. Again, I ask you to speak not so freely of God, who is your all, but speak rather and love one another, a neighbor unto a neighbor, a God unto a God.